Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey.
My daddy, Adrian Ramey.
Hey, you got to hear my little boy, Aiden, as he introduced me on today's show. Today, as we come to you first and foremost, how you doing? I hope you're having a good week. I hope you've seen the Lord touched you this week. I hope you've seen the blessings of the Lord in your life this week and everything. So it was very good to hear Aiden to introduce me today on our show. So that's my little boy, Aiden. He's in the first grade. Today was second day of school, so he's with me in my studio today. Well, I hope you're having a good day. I hope you've seen the blessings of the Lord in your life today. I hope the Lord has touched you today. Well, we're on our series, and where we're at today is Psalms 34, verse 7. And today we're going to talk about in camp, okay? In this verse, we're going to talk about in camp. Before we get started, let's pray and ask God to touch us right now. Let's allow God to touch our heart as we get ready for today's podcast. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray whoever listens podcast, I pray, Lord, you touch them right now, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you just be with them, Lord. Stir their heart today for your glory. Let this word touch them right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, just touch them, Lord. Help them to grow in their relationship with you, Father. Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us, Father. Lord, we want to bless you for this day that you've given us, Father. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I say, as we're in Psalms 34, verse 7 on our series, God is Good. And today's title is called In Camp. And that's what we're going to talk about, is how in camp and what that means. Let me read this verse to you. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and deliver them. As we look at that verse right there in that verse, I want to point out there's a comfort of God in that verse. Because what I wanted to do was in this series of God is Good, I wanted to point out some of the promises of God, the comfort of God. I want to point out things to you in this chapter here of the promises of God. And this right here is a promise. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and deliver him. And the main word here I want you to understand is in camps. Well, what does in camp stand for? What is that word, Brother Adrian? Well, in camp is this. It means it's camped around about you. It's there. Okay? It's there. And what it means is that, like a military encamps on somewhere or somewhere. Let's look at the physical. What I'm trying to say is when they encamp somewhere, they're there. They're always going to be there. They're right there at it. And that's what this means, is always being right there. It's talking about the presence of God. Hallelujah. It's always going to be right there. An angel encamps around you. So you got the protection of God around you at all times. You got the comfort of God around you at all times. You got the peace of God, Shitabashata, around you at all times. So if you look at that verse right there, this verse is a promise about how he encamps around you all the time. God is with you all the time. Ain't that comfort to know? As you think about that, ain't that comfort to know in our lives that God is always right there with us? Hallelujah. Well, as we look at that right there, let's look at that in a sense like this. If we know that God is always encamped around us and always right there by our side, first of all, we're looking at that standpoint as protection, ain't we? We're feeling the protection of God in our lives, ain't we? Ain't we, folks? Yes, my brothers and sisters, my friends, we're feeling the protection. We're feeling the protection of God in our lives. And the word here in the Bible says, Psalms 125:2 says, "As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is around about his people from henceforth, even forever." Ain't that comforting? As the mountains protect Jerusalem, as the mountains are around Jerusalem to protect Jerusalem, so as God is around his people. God is around you to protect you every day. He's right there with you. Man, that's comfort to know, and that's a promise. So that protection of God is around and camped about you all day long as you go through life, and whatever hits your way, and if a day ain't going good, oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you got that protection. And when that protection's around you, hallelujah, you got the comfort of God, don't you? Yes. So what life happens, when life throws at you, when temptation comes your way, you can say, in the name of Jesus, I ain't going to fall down to that. In the name of Jesus, I got the protection of God. Hallelujah. And when things do happen in life and we see the storms happen, we got the protection of God to lead, guide, and direct us as we go through that situation. And we'll see His glory at the end. Hallelujah. So as you look at right there, He encamps around His people. He's always going to be there with us. So we looked at the protection of God, always having that protection wherever we go in this day and time. Now, we need the comfort of God. Now, look, if you look at this right here, now you got the comfort of God in your life. And Psalms 27:5 says this, "For in time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secrets of His tabernacle He shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." As you look at right there, "In the time of trouble He shall hide me. He shall be right there with me." In the time of trouble that happens, God is going to be there with you. Yeah, He is. He's going to be right there with you, lead, guide, and direct you, hide you, and protect you from all that's wrong, from all that is evil. He's going to be right there with you. Any troubles come your way, God is going to be right there by your side. Because, like I said, He is encamped around you, so He's right there with you. He ain't leaving you, my friend. No, God is always there with you. The old saying goes, you can take that to the bank and bank on it. I know that's an old saying there. But if you look at that right there, is this, encamps. Hallelujah. He is encamped around us. We got His comfort every day. When times of trouble happen, God's going to be there to comfort you. When situations happen in life, God is going to comfort you. When the unexpected comes up, God is going to comfort you. Hallelujah. Ain't that wonderful to know? Ain't that a good promise right there that you got the comfort of God in your life? And in John 14:1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." You believe in God. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Hallelujah. Believe in God. Hallelujah. So like I was saying, it says, if you believe in God also, believe also in me. So in John 14:1, here's another promise. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled." You can see right there, if you believe in God, believe in me also. That comes under comfort. That's the comfort of God in our lives. So if you look at this and you see encamped about you, and it says right here, it says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all those who fear Him and deliver Him." So you got the comfort of God, the protection of God. Now let's talk about the peace of God. Psalms 4:8 says, "I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou Lord only matters, makest me dwell in safety." As you look at right there, the Lord says, "I will both lay me down in peace." Hallelujah. We have peace and sleep. God dwells you in safety. So if you look at that, that's the peace of God in our lives. We need the peace of God in our lives in this day and time. If we look at the peace of God, it's so comforting to know to have the peace of God in our lives, ain't it? Yeah, it is. It's so comforting to know that we got His peace in our lives. If we look at that right there, all this right here says encamps around Him. The angel of the Lord encamps all of those who fear and deliver Him, who fear God. The people that fears God and God delivers them, you'll see this encamps around you that will never go away. It's always going to be there with you. And it's wonderful to know to have the peace of God, ain't it? We try to find peace in other areas of life. We try to find peace over here, peace over here. But when we feel the peace of God in our lives, we feel so comfort, don't we? Yeah. We feel comfort, don't we? And we know we got that protection of God. Hallelujah. With that protection of God upon our lives, that whatever life throws at us in this day and time, we got the protection of God right there with us. As we go to and fro every day, as we keep living for God every day, we got His protection right there beside of us. We got His comfort and we got His peace. Ain't that wonderful to know, a child of God? My brothers and sisters, ain't that so wonderful to know that we have all this right here with us on a daily basis? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all encamped around about us. All those who fear and deliver them. Hallelujah. People that loves God will have this in their life. Hallelujah. And these are promises. Now I want you to understand, this verse is a promise. And these promises, they're never going to go away. No. When the promises come up, when you have a promise of God, He's never going to break His promise. No. He's always going to keep His promise right there with us. Yeah. That's His promise. He's never going to break. He's always going to be right there. God is forever. God will always be by our side forever. All we got to do is put our trust and fear in Him. Hallelujah. We got to put our trust in God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to praise you. Lord, we just want to glorify you. Let's thank him right now. Let's thank the Lord for this promise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for this promise. Thank you, Lord, for this promise that you have upon us. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to bless you. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's comfort to know. Yeah, it is. It's comfort to know that we have this in our lives. Yeah. But so if application today, if we could take this verse and apply it to our life is that know that we got to grow in our relationship with God. Okay. And it says at the end, who fears and delivers them. Okay. Who fears him, who fears God, who lives for God, who's a child of God will have this promises in his life. And how do we get to know God is by that personal one-on-one relationship that we have with him, that personal relationship. Hallelujah. That we have with God. Hallelujah. And when we have that personal relationship with God, we'll have all of his promises. And all those promises will be with us daily. All we have to do is seek him daily, pray and read his word, and seek him and talk to him. Have communion with him every day, Father. Have communion with him every day. Just talk with him like you would your best friend or your spouse. Just talk to God every day. He wants to be right there with you. He's right there with you. He just wants to hear from you. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. He wants to hear from you. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. So like I said, application, seek God today. And when you seek him, all this will be encamped around you today. All this will be right with you today. Hallelujah. Because he loves you. Hallelujah. That's a promise right there. So this verse is a promise from out of this chapter. I want you to understand that this is a promise. And in this promise here, you're going to see God deliver on his promise. Hallelujah. He's always going to be by your side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray and ask God to touch us right now. Any need that you have, just give it to him right now. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, who's ever listening to this podcast right now, be with them in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just touch them right now for your glory, Father. Lord, we thank you for this day, Father. Lord, we bless you for this day, Father God. But Lord, touch their need right now, Lord. Who's ever listening to this podcast, be with them and touch their need right now for your glory, Father. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we glorify you. Magnify your name today, Father. You're so wonderful to us. You're so wonderful. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Father. We bless you today. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We bless you today, Father God. We thank you, God, for who you are in our lives. We want to thank you, Father. We want to bless you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you for your promises that we will always have this with us, Lord, encamped around us, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule today to listen to this podcast. I hope this podcast was a blessing to you today. If you've enjoyed this podcast, love to get a rating on where you're listening from. Give me some stars there and some comments. Love to hear from you and know where you're listening from. You can always go to our Facebook page, Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey, and listen to our podcast, or you can listen to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher. You can listen on also, you can also listen on other things like Pocket Cast, Overcast, and several different outlets. So we thank you for listening today. We thank you for taking time to listen. I hope it's been a blessing to you, and have a blessed day.